The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Really? Seriously? It must be something in the water up in Maine. I mean, really, it must be something in the water up in Maine. Why? The legislators in Maine are ready to pass legislation that would prohibit the use of he or him from any state laws and replace them with gender-neutral terms. That's right! They're going to have to go through all of the laws in Maine, and if it says he or him, got to get rid of it and go to gender neutral. Really? Yeah. Here's the story. A bill working its way up through Maine's state legislature Friday is calling for words like he and him to be scrubbed out of the wording of all of their laws and instead be replaced with more gender-neutral terms. Reverend Representative Matt Moonen, anybody want to guess what political party this representative is from? Anybody want to guess? If you say Republican, no, wrong. A Democrat. Folks, again, I am not a loyal Republican. Anything but a loyal. I am far, far, far from being a loyal Republican. I have had many problems with the Republican Party, and I have no problem whatsoever of being critical of the Republican Party, particularly here in Ohio. In fact, you know, I live in Franklin County, and I'll just say this. The Franklin County Republican Party is the pits. It is a mess. The Columbus Democratic or Republican Party, a total mess. So I am not a loyal Republican, but the Democratic Party is going so far to the radical left. I mean, so far left. It's if we would go back 30, 40 years, I can understand a Bible-believing Christian being a Democrat. You know, we would have differences, but, you know, if you go back 30, 40, maybe 50 years ago, Democrats and Republicans agreed probably on more than they disagreed on. They at least agreed together on the foundational principles of our country, the foundations laid by our founding fathers. They both agreed on basic morality, do's and don'ts, rights and wrongs. I mean, there was overwhelming agreement on good, bad, evil, light, darkness, moral, immoral. No longer. The Democratic Party has gone so far to the loony left. All right. Representative Matt Moonen, a Democrat, says he wrote the bill after reading through laws and finding references to male figures in positions of authority. Okay. So we need to change all of the laws? Yeah. And he pays particular attention to what the state constitution says about the governor. Says he, and right now, Maine has the very first female governor. Well, that's great. I congratulate them. Maine Governor Janet Mills is the first female governor in Maine history, according to this story. And here is a picture of her. She is signing a bill this last Friday to establish Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. May I remind you, there are no such thing as Indigenous people in America. There were no people here originally. They all migrated here. Now, there is no doubt that Native Americans migrated here sooner than the Europeans. Oh, there's no doubt about that. But they're not Indigenous. They came here. They settled here. It's all a thing of timing. So she's already signed a bill establishing Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. And she is behind the push to make the wording of all of the state's laws gender neutral. She was elected last year as the state's first female governor. Mills and Maine's first female Chief Justice, Lee Sofley, endorsed the proposed changes during a state judiciary committee hearing yesterday. Quote, this legislation is about every Maine woman or Maine girl knowing she is equally deserving of the same opportunity. Really? The bill was approved unanimously yesterday by the committee. It's now going in front of the full legislature. Maine's voters already approved in 1988 to remove gender-biased language from its state constitution. But that's not enough. Now they're going to go through every law on the books. Can you imagine how much money that's going to take? Every law on the books and remove any gender-specific language and make them all gender neutral. Alrighty. Now, the battle for Chick-fil-A. Here is an update. Of course, you know that at least two airports just recently have said, nope. Chick-fil-A will not be in our airport, San Antonio and Buffalo, New York. A few, just a handful, of colleges and universities across America have banned Chick-fil-A from the campus. Well, not so much in Montana. The Attorney General of Montana, who, by the way, is going to be running for governor, the Attorney General of Montana has made it clear, quote, I want you to know that Montanans don't discriminate against others based on religious affiliation. That's a statement from Tim Fox, who just wrote a letter to Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy this week. Yes, he is running for governor in 2020, but he wrote a letter to Dan Cathy asking Chick-fil-A to consider opening more Chick-fil-A stores across Montana. Quote, while we have plenty of wonderful dining options here in the Treasure State, one is particularly hard to find. Chick-fil-A. Attorney General Fox notes that of the 2,100 Chick-fil-A restaurants across America, there is only one in Montana, and he would like for that to change. In his letter to the CEO of Chick-fil-A, the Attorney General of Montana said, while your company faces a barrage of unnecessary criticism from places like San Antonio, Texas, and Buffalo, New York, I want you to know that Montanans don't discriminate against others based on religious affiliation. That's why I'd like to extend Chick-fil-A an invitation to expand its operations in Big Sky Country. Well, good for Montana. And I love the way he put it. We do not discriminate against others based on religious affiliation. Something decidedly constitutional about that. Not discriminating against individuals or businesses because of religious affiliation. So will Chick-fil-A take heed, build a whole bunch of restaurants in Montana? I don't know, but at least they are welcome. Good for the Attorney General of Montana. All right. It's time for the final break. Can't believe we're there already. One more break. We'll be back, wrap things up, and I got this story from New York University. You got to hear this. You've got to hear this. And guess who has just been designated as a church by the IRS? Got to hear that story, too, when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I've got an honest question for you. Honest question. Is the Constitution of the United States the foundation for our government? Or is it one of the greatest hindrances to moving ahead as a country? Well, I think I know the answer that most of you would give. But according to a professor at New York University, the Constitution is a threat to democracy. Now, I'm not making this up. Jay Rosen, who is a professor of journalism at New York University, issued a tweet linking to an article by New York Magazine Eric Levitz, in which President Trump and the outdated Constitution are the greatest, I'm quoting, greatest threats to liberal democracy in the United States. Well, it's interesting. Number one, we are not a democracy. Now, I am fascinated and blown away by how few Americans do not know or understand what kind of government we have. We do not have a democracy. We have a representative republic. And there's a lot of difference between a true democracy and a representative republic. The New York Magazine article said, quote, "The man tasked with executing the laws of our country has no respect for them. And Congress is unwilling to do anything about that because our archaic, outdated Constitution was not designed to accommodate political parties of any kind, let alone polarized, ideologically coherent parties. And so the structure of our government has lost its rational basis and is slouching toward a constitutional crisis. But our national security agencies and major newspapers cannot report that the sitting president, his party, and the outdated Constitution that undergirds their rule have become threats to liberal democracy in the United States." Well, what this journalist does not understand, obviously, is the Constitution is the foundation for all of our laws, all of our rights, liberties, freedom, everything we do is grounded in the Constitution. And so we have this professor from New York University saying the Constitution is a threat. Ah, how many times? Okay, you listen to this program every day. I admit there are things that I repeat over and over again, but it's intentional. It's not because I don't have new things to say. There are several things that I repeat over and over and over again, and it is absolutely intentional. And one of them is this. The difference between a conservative and liberal is the view of authority. You cannot be a liberal and accept the authority of the Bible in the theological world. You cannot be a liberal and accept the full authority of the Constitution in the political world. You can't. If you are a liberal, right at the very foundation of what you believe, is we can't trust, we can't believe the Constitution. It's got to be changed. It's got to be updated for every successive generation, because those white dudes 250, 260 years ago had no idea what was going to be happening in 2019. And therefore, the Constitution cannot possibly, the Constitution cannot possibly be the foundation for a government in 2019. The same is true in the theological world. The Bible was written 2,000 years ago. That's the most recent part. How in the world can we abide by a book that was written 2,000 years ago that didn't know the culture, the society of 2019 America or anyplace else in the world? Yeah, okay. Like I said earlier, we are in a battle for the very foundation of our country, and certainly for the foundation of the Word of God. New York University professor, the Constitution should not be obeyed. It's a threat to liberal democracy. And then this story, the Satanic Temple has now been officially designated as a church and has been given tax-exempt status by IRS. Yep, Lucian Greaves, a spokesman for the Satanic Temple, says Satanism is here to stay. Now, here's the bizarre thing. Well, the whole thing is bizarre. But according to Lucian Greaves, who is the spokesman for the Satanic Temple, they don't believe in Satan. Now, this is just a fraudulent organization to cover for a bunch of atheists who want to fight Christianity. No, they actually say, we don't worship Satan. We don't even believe Satan exists. So here is an organization declared to be a church by the IRS and made tax exempt as Satanism and the Satanic Temple, and they do not believe in Satan or God or any other deity. No, they're just a bunch of atheists who hate Christians. There you have it, folks. The IRS, after many years of resisting, the IRS has now designated the Satanic Temple as a church, and they are tax exempt, just like your church. Yeah, there's much more we could say about that, but our time is gone. Hey, folks, thanks so much for joining me. Have a great weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.